Robbie, fantastic to see you here at Mudgee. We could tie one of these on at God's Acre very, very nicely, couldn't we?
Oh, mate, I'd like to see it there one day, but I think this whole week, you know, Lake Burrendong, the community in Mudgee, and then the game here tonight and the support for both teams is, it's a really good sign that, you know, people like myself have grown up with in rugby in the bush. It's a perfect example of what we can do every time we bring it in.
Well, I think the great thing about it was not only an outstanding performance by the Waratahs, that was easy. Of course, the inspiration in the morning there, heaps of players interact with the kids, but Nathan Gray was great at inspiring the next generation of coaches.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the bigger picture that we're trying to get right at New South Wales Rugby, that it's not just about the performance of the boys put on the footy field. It's about making sure that we get through good managers, good administrators in the game, the future coaches. We get all those guys coming through that help rugby, and that's what we've got to recognise, and we do know it, but we need to sell a better picture of the fact that rugby's about not just developing a better football team, it's about the whole process involved in rugby.
And what about your coaching journey? Of course, you had 200 games for the Great Southern Districts, played a few games for the Waratahs, but you've gone through the school system as well, being a former Australian schoolboys by yourself from Singo High.
To be honest, mate, the coaching journey's pretty much done because now I've moved into this new role at work, which is good, so I'm not on field anymore, which is a little bit tough at the moment for me to get used to. It's a good opportunity for myself to push through in a different direction and give back to a game that's been really, really, really good to me.
Well, don't be scared to tell us what you're doing, because we need to know what you're doing.
sorry. I'm General Manager of Rugby now at the Waratahs, which is the fact that the New South Wales Rugby and the Waratahs franchise as such are coming back together. I suppose I've got an opportunity to be involved in making sure that trying to fish out that pathway system a hell of a lot better, make sure everyone understands how it works, and also we make sure we get the boy who's at the back of the boondocks or is a late maturer, or just everyone gets that opportunity to be the best they can.
Well, that is a very, very interesting saying, because it's been interesting with the under-20s. That is the standard set not only by the RU, but the sixth game sojourn for New South Wales in the 20s. Of course, it's the standard internationally in our June window. Is it something where you look at and think, geez, we could maybe look at a higher age group under 25s, under 27s within our own country, as you've talked about? You know, blokes down the pit, if you had talent, classic example, it was Steve Merrick, 27 before he played for the Wallabies. Or is it just one of those things where we've just got to grind away with those kids that are 18, 19, 20, and if they don't cut it, well, they don't cut it. That's how pro footy is. Or, as you say, there's got to be a little bit of flexibility from everybody to wait for that Scott Fardy to come back in. And when he came back in, he didn't muck around. He's in the Wallabies team within 12 months.
Yeah, look, I think what we've got to try and do a hell of a lot better, and we openly admit this, is that it's almost a bespoke program for each individual. And there are kids who do mature later in the game, and some kids actually don't recognise their potential till later in the game. But there's also the kid who accelerates, you know. So we look at a Ryan McCauley, a Lockie Swinton out there today, who are 20 years old and they had an opportunity. Mac Mason's done well. You know, Ned Hennigan, Andrew Kellaway, they're guys that we've known who are coming through. But you don't know until you get them out on the big stage and they get the opportunity to train and play with these guys. We don't want to rush them, but we also want to give them opportunity.
Got this new dynamic called tennis side rugby, and where that's going to go, it could be a rampaging horse all over the countryside, especially if it gets very successful. But part of that is we have a New South Wales women's side, and that's got to be something that's very exciting for the game. And women's rugby is just going to be absolutely ballistic over the next couple of years, isn't it?
I mean, it is. And then once again, I mean, I don't sound like I'm harping on, but I think that's something that we're recognising at New South Wales Rugby this year, that we haven't done it very well in the past, and we openly admit that again. But we've got to recognise the different forms of the game and the different avenues for both genders.
What are your thoughts on the Bill Corp Cup? The Elders New South Wales Country Eagles were outstanding last year, only to be stopped extensively by a team that finally decided to play like a super rugby team. We've got the Western Sydney Rams, which have taken a few of the clubs, and the Sydney Rays were fantastic. They paid their players well to do it, and Norths were fantastic in the Shoot Shield, but it's one of those things. Those three sides have to be the pathway to move everybody into the Waratah system.
Yeah, look, I mean, it's probably one of those things that we haven't done very well in the past, and we made a concerted effort in 2016 to try and use that NRC as the level that's required in between Super Rugby and Club Rugby. At the moment, we've still got to do a lot of work in making sure rugby in New South Wales is a clear, easily readable pathway, and it isn't at the moment. So we'll keep fighting the fight, and hopefully we get the opportunity so we do get consistent quality Waratahs.
Well, Tim, it's been fantastic to talk to you. Wish you all the best as you guide everybody in regards to New South Wales rugby. If you haven't got any more clearer, you're dead set not listening. So if you want to be part of the Waratahs experience, jump on board, waratahs.com.au/membership. And Tim, we want to thank you for your time.
Thanks very much, mate. It's really good to be out here in the bush again and some quality rugby.